you just put your finger on the entire enchilada, though, to maybe the reluctance to examine crimes. Maybe it was so disorienting to watch crimes committed before our very eyes and to watch the criminal carry out those crimes on TV and then to watch him tweet at the criminals, "We love you," quote, end quote, that it made people stop. But I guess, Tim, what I am trying to get at is an honest conversation for our viewers for the next 8 months. There will most likely be zero legal accountability for Donald Trump, and he's banking on that being a winning political strategy. Now, the only people who have any agency in this conversation at this point are the voters. And what Fani Willis went through, she's been doxxed. Her kids have been doxxed. Her ex-husband has been doxxed. And her personal information is housed on a Russian. There's no glory in actually trying to hold Trump accountable. But all they did was try to treat Trump the way any of us would have been treated if we did a fraction of what he did. And it didn't work. And I just don't think it's healthy anymore as a host of this program, and I'll speak humbly just for my own hours, to talk as though legal accountability is on the table. It probably isn't. And I wonder what that sounds like, and what will people who have spent their life and their careers as prosecutors, what will they say about a specimen like Donald Trump, who won, who did it, who got out of accountability, who got his get out of jail free card, and he didn't even need a pocket pardon to do it? What do we do about that as sort of a voting public? What does that conversation sound like?
Yeah, really good and hard question. I don't know. Maybe, even though the case has not been tried, the allegations are such that they will influence people in terms of their decision as to who to vote for. I think they should. I think they say a lot about the character of the person who is offering to serve once again. And my hope is that most Americans who understand those facts, which have been told and told and told again, that will influence them. So there's one jury. It's the American people. And all that Fani Willis and Jack Smith can do is use the levers at their disposal to try to hasten this. Former president's using the levers at his disposal to try to delay it, and that may not result in an adjudication prior to the election of any of these cases. I still think there's a chance that the federal Gen 6 case might get tried late summer, early fall, and be resolved by the election. I don't know. It depends on the Supreme Court. But your point, Nicole, is a good one. It feeds right into this narrative that the former president is saying that the system is broken, or the system is corrupt, or the system doesn't work. It's generating more cynicism. It almost sort of feeds that beast that people don't have faith because things take so long. It is an example of how when our system doesn't work or doesn't seem to work, that increases cynicism. And that is precisely the argument that he's making as a political argument as to why he, as the change agent, should be back in there.
So I think the last question is the key: what to do now. I think that there's no question that there's no prejudice to the defendants. The judge goes out of his way to say this has nothing to do. And that's your point, Joe, which is this has nothing to do with it. And that's what makes this so absolutely infuriating, because the judge, I think, is clearly saying, I'm not buying for 1 minute. Or as I would say, 1 New York minute, the testimony that was given. So, if she were having a relationship with a witness in the case, if she were having a relationship with the defense counsel on a case, those are things that would actually deal with the evidence. And the judge goes out of his way to say there's nothing about it, even if there were some financial gain to her. The idea that she's prolonging this case, and the judge goes out of his way to say prolonging, the state has been trying to get to trial. So he goes out of his way to say the defendants are not prejudiced in just one iota about this. But I think the key here is how to go forward, because clearly Wade is off. But I think that this is such a huge body blow, almost a fatal blow to Fani Willis. I think the way forward is she has to voluntarily recuse herself. I don't know that she has it in her, but I think she has to say, I'm going to appoint like a chief assistant who's going to oversee this case. She clearly has no credibility with this judge. And these these issues are going to be taken up. The judge invites these issues to be taken up by all sorts of other Georgia regulators, including the Georgia Assembly, the Fulton County Board of Commissioners, the State Ethics Commission. I mean, he lists that. So I think the best thing, if you are, if your first interest is the sanctity of this case, which I agree with you, Joy, this is the most important case in Georgia. And of the four Trump cases, this may be the most important because it's one that will last regardless of whether Donald Trump wins the presidency or not. If your first interest is this case, I think she needs to remove herself voluntarily and just say someone else is going to oversee this case in Georgia so that whatever happens to her in terms of ethics, it doesn't taint this case.
Okay, thank you. We had a slight technical problem. Thank Denver for those guys have been there for a couple of days because of the snowstorm, working it out for our Ides of March special. Next hour, we're going to get into it all. Mike Davis joins me. Mike, Weissman right there, the lead Trump hater, admits this is the most important case of all. I know on Twitter this morning you were not completely happy with what happened. Walk us through what's transpired today and where we are.
Well, what we have here is we have this judge who has ruled that despite the fact that Fannie Willis illegally hired her secret boyfriend, paid him $250 an hour to prosecute this case, to collude with the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel, to prosecute this case, he even built 24 hours in one day, which is just a head scratcher, $700,000 and counting. Then she took illegal kickbacks in the form of lavish trips to Belize, to the Caribbean, to Napa. Big Fanny had was living the big life. And so she has illegal kickbacks. She has a financial stake in this case. But this judge gave credibility to her testimony that she said that her Black Panther father taught her to set aside 6 months of cash and leave it around the house like a prostitute or a drug dealer, apparently. And she paid for these trips out of cash she had laying around the house, which is just totally nonsense. But the judge gave that some credibility and decided that he's not going to disqualify Fannie Willis on this case, that she gets to decide whether her and her office are off the case or her boyfriend Nathan Wade gets off the case. And so Nathan Wade just resigned this afternoon. I agree with these Democrats like Andrew Weissman that this is a major setback for this case against President Trump. And it's, you know, it's very damaging for Trump. This judge should have disqualified Fannie Willis. This judge should have dismissed this case without prejudice for a new prosecutor to continue this case. But, you know, Fannie Willis, as you always say, Steve, she may have won a Pyrrhic victory here because she may be able to stay on this case. But she is such, she is such damaged goods. If you're looking at the four different vehicles that the Democrats are driving, racing to Election Day, this Fannie Willis is a very badly wrecked used car.
Another blockbuster, just as we were speaking, CNN's reporting Judge Mershon in New York City has delayed the Trump trial and hasn't given a date. They've asked for the prosecutors agreed to 30 days. I'll get to that in a second. Can they go for a mistrial in Georgia? I mean, where do we stand with this thing? It sounds bizarre. The judge comes back. Is Chris Cargan involved in this? I mean, Weissman was saying she had to step down because the judge opened up and kind of pushed that either the legislature with that new committee or Carr or Kemp or somebody's going to get involved here on either criminal charges against Fannie Willis. The thing looks like a total fiasco now, what this judge kind of came back and said. So where are we overall on this?
So the law is very clear that this judge, the law and facts are very clear that this judge should have disqualified Fannie Willis in her office at a bare minimum. And I think he should have he should have dismissed the case without prejudice. I think he caved to the political pressure. He's facing a Democrat opponent now that the Democrats put up while he was deciding this matter. But the effect of all this is it is very unlikely that this Fulton County case, this trial, will begin before the election. And so, and there's almost no chance this trial will conclude before the election. So this Democrat lawfare, you know, the two bogus impeachments, these four bogus criminal indictments, the civil fraud lawsuit, the Jean Carroll lawsuit, the illegal gag orders, the disqualification, this Democrat lawfare is falling apart on the Democrats. Their election hope was that they were going to beat President Trump in these Democrat courtrooms with these Democrat judges and Democrat prosecutors and Democrat lawyers and, you know, these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C. and Atlanta. That is likely not going to happen now. So the Democrats are going to do what they fear the most. They're going to have to go to the American people and let the American people decide the presidential election on November 5th, 2024.
Is there any chance if they get, she has to get a new prosecutor, this trial has to be kicked past election day, or am I mistaken in that? The one in Georgia?
Well, she could just elevate someone within her office to run this now that Nathan Wade has stepped aside. I think it's going to be very hard for them to get this case to trial before election day, because remember, there's still the issue of presidential immunity in this case in Georgia that this Kemp judge needs to decide. He needs to decide many other key motions, dispositive motions, before the trial begins. They haven't produced all the evidence. They still have, like, it started with 19 co-defendants, Trump and 18 others. I think they're down to like 14 or 15 co-defendants. This is just such an unwieldy case. And it's obviously there was a profit motive in this case, that you bring a RICO case against your political opponents that you use to take out the mob, you use to take out your political opponents, and they just brought too big and messy of a case here. And, you know, as opposed to Jack Smith's January 6th case in D.C., that was a kill shot. That was just shooting Trump and no one else. This Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade case, they bit off a lot more than they can chew. And for Fannie Willis, that says a lot.
Andrew Weissman and these guys, he said something today differently than they've ever said before on MSNBC at night. He said, because he was in meltdown, that this case in Georgia, he thinks, is by far the most important case they have. They've always pushed Jack Smith's insurrection of Trump in D.C. Do you agree with Weissman? Is that this is, from their perspective, the most important one they've got?
Well, it's the most important in this sense, and I think Andrew Weissman said this. Look, they're making it very clear this is about election interference. They're making it like they're coming right out and say that the American people need to know these trial results, or at least this trial evidence, before they vote, and that's just nonsense. But Andrew Weissman said that these federal cases can all go away when President Trump is back in the White House and his acting attorney general dismisses these cases with prejudice and ends this lawfare on the federal level. On the state level, it's going to be very difficult for Trump to make a Georgia conviction go away. He can't pardon himself in Georgia, and there's a law in Georgia that you generally have to wait 5 years for the governor to convict or to pardon. So it's the Georgia case is more problematic for Trump than the federal cases, in the sense that he just can't make them go away. Look, as we've talked about for almost 2 years, these are all bogus cases. This is lawfare. These are non-crimes. It's not a crime to object to a presidential election. We've talked about that repeatedly. It's allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It's allowed by the First Amendment. Democrats aren't in prison for objecting in 68, 2000, 2004, and 2016. This is bogus lawfare, but if the Democrats can get this Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, to get this, you know, overwhelmingly Democrat jury down in Georgia to find Trump guilty, then it's going to cause a lot of legal and political problems for Trump.
Okay, I see. From their perspective, that's why they're putting so much stock in it. It's all bogus, but this is their most important bogus of all. Mike, Article 3, where do people go? Your commentary on Twitter and Getter, where do people get your commentary?
Article3Project.org, Article3Project.org. You can donate there at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. My personal is MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And thank you, Steve.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits. And it's why I am proud and the War Room Posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Let me repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76. Thank you very much, Mike. Great job. Thank you for doing this. I think Marchant now, they're saying that he may schedule a date to hear the argument about when the trials should be started. We'll get to that more about that later. Let's go. So Kurt Olson, the lawyer representing the Fincham-Kerry Lake issue going that they filed to the Supreme Court, it hasn't been docketed. That's why Kurt hasn't been on or Mike Lindell talking about it. But one of the defendants leaked the entire copy of the filing. So I guess we can talk about it. Kurt Olson joins us now. Kurt, why are we going back to these things that never really got traction? The audience wants to know, hey, you know, this all sounds great, but wasn't this all put to bed by both a federal district court judge, a trial court judge, an appeals court? You guys have spent years in this, never got any traction. Why are you bothering the Supreme Court now? Why is poor Judge Roberts, I guess, got to deal with this?
Well, two reasons. I mean, we think that the lower courts were wrong in their decisions, but perhaps more importantly, we have new evidence that supports standing. This case was dismissed by the lower court saying that the claims about the machines were too speculative. And we have concrete evidence that's new, that was not known before, where the defendants told the courts that, hey, these machines are certified by the Election Assistance Commission, their software is certified, we perform logic and accuracy tests and other matters. But those two issues, they represented to the court that this is why the machines are safe and why the plaintiffs, Kerry Lake's and Mark Fincham's claims, didn't hold water. We've uncovered three pieces of evidence. One, in 2020 and in 2022, they used altered software, and any statement that that software is certified by the EAC is false. They falsely stated that to the court. They falsely stated that to the Arizona Senate during that audit in 2021, and they falsely stated on their website. Second thing that was false, they say they performed logic and accuracy testing, and that's a pre-election test designed to give people confidence that the machines will actually tabulate and read votes as they are. They did not. They did not perform logic and accuracy tests on any of the vote center tabulators they used in either the 2020 or the 2022 election. They used five spares. If you combine that with the fact that they're using altered software, and it's important to note the altered software was with respect to a configuration file called the machine behavior settings, and that goes directly to how ballots are read and tabulated. And then there is a third piece of evidence that is perhaps, I think, the most shocking, because it doesn't apply just to Maricopa. Our cyber experts, our team, has uncovered that the master cryptographic encryption keys that are used to govern and encrypt all election data, the files, the software, have been left open on the database in plain text. And what that means, if you remember the Enigma machine in World War II, when the great find was they were able to decrypt that cipher code and then read the Germans' messages. Well, this is even easier, because now any malicious actor, any insider, anyone who knows to get into the machine, which is very easy to do because it's just Windows login, you can bypass that within 3 minutes, can control an entire election, can cover their tracks so it's nearly undetectable, can intercept any election results that are transmitted because they have the private key that allows them to decrypt that information, change the results, re-encrypt that information because it's essentially a God key. This is the most basic security violation that one can have. If you talk to any cybersecurity professional, to leave the master cryptographic keys in plain text available to anybody who knows where to look, it's a violation of the most basic security standards. But more importantly, it allows a malicious actor to control the entire election and do anything they want and escape detection.
Good. Sorry about that. How did this actually happen? How did they actually keep it in plain sight and nobody caught this? How did none of the investigators, even the Maricopa County guys, how did Murdoch's lawyers because correct me if I'm wrong, this would have gotten Murdoch off of $800 million fine, would it have not?
It certainly would have thrown a big monkey wrench into that settlement. Because again, you can control any malicious actor can control an entire election. This was found because election databases in four Georgia counties were produced pursuant to public records requests. And so our team started going through that. And one of those individuals stumbled upon these cryptographic keys. They're called a Rindell key, an X509 security certificate, and an HMAC key. And you can control an entire election start to finish. You can put your own results. You can change the configuration files. You can change what the tabulators do. You can intercept communications. You can put your own results on and then place them on the server and put a fake election if you wanted to. Re-encrypt that, and it would be almost impossible to detect. And we have seen this on every system that we've been able to inspect across the country, whether it's Maricopa, Georgia, Michigan, and Antrim County, Pennsylvania, Fulton County, Pennsylvania. And what is even just as stunning is that Dominion, these are all on Dominion machines, and they represent in their contract that they protect election data with AES level 256-bit encryption, which is the standard. AES stands for the Advanced Encryption Standard. So they represent in their contract that they protect this data with this encryption, yet the keys are left open and unprotected on the election database. For anybody who knows where to look that can gain access to the system, which is any insider, and anybody can bypass the Windows login, you can go on YouTube and find the necessary tools to bypass Windows login, and certainly a nation state actor would have no problem. And so this is one of the most incredible security breaches I think any cybersecurity professional would agree. And it's everywhere.
The first two things you say are new evidence. Even in the blog, the people out in Maricopa County and others are saying you don't really have any new evidence. What's your counter to that?
What they're trying to do is they're trying to get ahead of the narrative. This is totally new evidence. It's never been before any court that they are using altered software and that their software that they told the court was certified by the EAC, in fact, is altered software. That's a false statement to the court. Same thing with logic and accuracy. They told the federal district court who dismissed this case that we do logic and accuracy testing in compliance with Arizona law, so therefore the machines are safe and there's nothing to see here. That was a false statement. So both those two pieces are absolutely new evidence, and the master cryptographic key disclosure is also brand new evidence that has never been introduced in any court.
So this right now is being going on the docket, the official way that I want the audience to know, that doesn't mean they're going to hear it. That don't mean you're accepted. It's just a technical process so they can put it out. Although we're pushing out right now because the defendants put it out a couple hours ago. What is the process now? If the Supreme Court even picks this up, what has to happen? Is it a judgment of one justice? Does it have to go before the entire panel? Tell us what goes on to see if this actually gets real and you get a chance to present this evidence and argue it in the Supreme Court.
Well, first of all, we will be filing a motion for expedited consideration. And we are going to attach the evidence that underpins the new allegations in this petition for writ of certiorari. And it will go into the, you know, into the petition for writ and the motion. The defendants will have an opportunity to respond to that motion for expedited consideration. But at the end of the day, you know, the Supreme Court will decide whether they want to take it up. And then from there, they may order briefing. We have they may order a ruling straight from the papers based on the information that we're going to be putting out next week. So it really depends. There's a number of
and
ways.
And so when are you going to are you waiting till it goes on docket officially to then file the expedited petition? Is that going to be after it goes on docket?
Yes.
So that'll be sometime next week, you think?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. What else should we know about this? We can go find it. I see it right now. Grace and Mo and Carly Bonet, if you guys can push it out, it's all there for you to read. What else should we know about this before we punch?
I think that the people should focus on the description of the new evidence that's in the complaint. It is stunning evidence. The fact that Maricopa used altered software in an election twice. And here's the rub. We brought this case before the 2022 midterm. The judge dismissed the case based saying it was too speculative in August. We have the 2022 midterm, and over 60% of the machines fail. These machines were rejecting ballots at a rate of 7,000 rejections every 30 minutes from 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Maricopa County officials called it a hiccup in court. And so that was an absolute disaster. And since then, we found evidence of malware on the printers that were used with the ballots, and also that the tabulators had rejected ballots at the same. Anyway, the bottom line is, look at the evidence. It's new. Don't believe anything when they say this is yesterday's news. That is completely false. Okay.
Kurt, do you have social media? We got a punch, but do you have social media people can follow you?
I'm on Truth Social.
True Social. Okay. Kurt, we'll look at this closely and make sure that we push out all the information so people can look at it over the weekend. We'll talk about this again tomorrow morning on our Saturday show. Thank you so much. You're a warrior. Big fight, tough fight, long fight. Okay. Birchgold.com/Bannon. The end of the dollar empire gives you everything you need to know about why the BRICS central banks are buying gold at record rates, while our Federal Reserve is, wait for it, building a central bank digital currency. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there today. Check it out. All free. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Host Stephen K. Bannon.
Like I said, Birchgold.com. Also, Birchgold.com. Also, talk to Philip Patrick and team. Go to Birchgold.com/Bannon. About turbulence, gold is a hedge, precious metals, the history of it. Every couple of days, gold's reaching an all-time high. It's now time for you to understand the convergent factors that are driving that. That's what Philip Patrick and the team can do. We do a pretty good job on macro. In fact, Scott Bessent, one of our expert's going to join us here in a moment. Talk about Sam Altman, a fiasco up there at the Southern District of New York on this guy. We'll talk about that in a moment. So go to birchgold.com/Bannon, get the end of the dollar empire. You got to learn about how currency is central to the financial well-being of our nation. Right now, the fiat currency that the Federal Reserve is cranking out to cover $2.5 trillion deficits every year. The BRICS nations said, hey, don't want to be that. Maybe the deplorables got to suck on that. Maybe MAGA's got to suck on that. But certainly we don't. We've got resources and we have a central bank and we're going to buy gold. So find out about this de-dollarization program, this process, what it means to you, what it means to your family, what it means to your country. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Okay, Liz Harrington had worked at the RNC and joined us, joined the War Room family as our executive editor back in November, I think right after the 2020 election. She joined us, I think, in mid-November. I want to give Raheem a hat tip. Raheem introduced us. She came on board as our executive editor. She was preceded Natalie Winters, now executive editor today. Liz then left to join President Trump in this beginning of his campaign in June of 2021. And I don't want to say there's a direct correlation between Liz Harrington joining and also Jason Miller joining, our co-host originally on War Room Impeachment. But the facts are the facts. It was the greatest comeback in American political history. Liz Harrington just stepped down the other day because of family obligations. But we are honored to be able to announce today Liz Harrington is joining the War Room as our senior contributor for all things MAGA, the MAGA movement, President Trump, the Trump movement, all of it. Liz Harrington now joins us. Liz, welcome aboard, ma'am.
Steve, great to be with you again. Truly an honor. It's funny because sometimes when you don't know what to do next, you got to go back to the beginning. And the beginning for me, and I think so many of your listeners and viewers, and for so many Americans, of this reawakening of American politics and everything that's going on in America was November 3rd, 2020. It changed forever how I saw the landscape of what is going on in our country. I could never see it again after they stole the election in such plain sight. And it's funny because when I got, you know, pushed out at the RNC, I remember telling my soon-to-be husband, you know, I don't know who I'm going to be able to work for, how I'm going to get a job, but I have to say the election was stolen, and there's really only a couple people that I'd be able to work for, and who would have thought I would have the honor to work for not only you, but President Donald J. Trump, who is the other person who says it loud and clear that November 2020 was rigged and stolen. And so it's an honor to be back with you. Another thing I realized recently was we're not going to change anything nationally if we don't have our families right, if we don't have our local communities, but really our families, what you're really responsible for. And so since I started working for President Trump, God has blessed me with two beautiful babies. They're very young still. And it just kind of hit me recently. I need to, my first fight, I have a voice in this fight, absolutely. But my first fight is to make sure that they have everything they need, that they're being brought up in the way that they should go in God's ways. And it just, I just had to resign and leave the campaign because 24/7 motherhood is not quite compatible with 24/7 campaign at this season. And that's okay. I love President Trump. I love what he's doing. He's the greatest president in our history. And it's truly been an honor to work for him. But I've been so blessed, all the people reaching out and offering me opportunities just in the last couple of weeks. And you reached out to me. And I think it's a great opportunity to rejoin you, go back to the beginning, go back to where this reawakening started for so many of us and continue this fight, but really focusing on getting our priorities straight, because that's the key to changing this country. Yeah. We can change this country, but we really need to listen to what God says and make sure that we're getting on his page first before we can fix anything else.
No, this is, and if you look at your journey, this is what's so interesting. I remember Raheem had said, hey, Liz Herring, the comms director of RNC, is stepping down because, you know, she understands and knows that the election was stolen, and they just don't believe that over there in that building. And we had known that for a long time in the run up. They weren't helpful when we were laying out the election integrity, the transition integrity project of Mark Elias. Bill McGinley, Raheem Kassan, and I went throughout the country, even in that plague year that summer, to make the pitch, and the RNC just wasn't very helpful. So then when you left, I remember meeting you, and we found, as we hired, you know, we made an offer to you immediately. And it's interesting now, the RNC is finally, a couple of years later, we finally stepped up to the, everybody stepped up to the plate and said, this has got to stop. We can't do that again. And Liz, you've just done such an amazing job. And you're 100% correct. One of the things we try to do is cover President Trump in two different ways. One is the whole movement, the grassroots movement, the people that are going to the ramparts every day to support President Trump, believe in President Trump, and understand what President Trump is offering this country in this turnaround is something even bigger than himself. And he's the first to admit that. The others, obviously, we're going to cover the Trump campaign very, very closely, but we're so honored to have you here. And I understand you've got some things to do. Really, at the beginning of April, we're going to pick up full time because you've got some things you're working on that you got to clear up, and then we'll get back here and we'll be hitting it every day, every other day. And couldn't look forward to somebody better. You were so great when you were here the first time. And as I told the team when they were putting it together, you can't do better than Liz Harrington. She's a fighter. She's a warrior. And she won't back down. And like I said, you were one of the first people really come to this realization that, hey, it's just not working, right? There's certain institutions that are just not pulling in the same direction with MAGA and the Trump movement and President Trump. And so hopefully we're starting to get all that sorted out now, and everybody will converge in one spot on November 5th. That we got to push this over the goal line and make sure we win. We got to increase the House, take back the Senate, obviously win the presidency. So thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to a lot of not just great times, but a lot of great work ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much, Steve. And, you know, thanks to all your listeners and viewers. You know, everywhere I've gone since I worked for President Trump, the only people that ever recognize me are people who watch your show, which is such a blessing, honestly, because I don't want people to recognize me. But I love when people sincerely watch your show because there's so much truth there. And they recognize it when they hear it, and that means so much. And look, it's going to be great. I think this is a new beginning. Things happen at the RNC. I'm so encouraged to hear that. All these different things. It's going to be great, and best is yet to come.
Liz, welcome aboard. So great to see you. I look forward to having you back here shortly after you take care of your other stuff and start pitching in full time. Thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Liz Harrington, back at the War Room. Scott Bessent joins us. Scott, we don't have time. I want to get you back on. We can walk through this budget that Biden put out and the fiasco there with the deficits. But we've had a big legal day today, and I want to continue on with something you've got up in the Wall Street Journal, because I don't think people really understand how serious this is. Walk us through this this op-ed that you've got up in the Journal.
Sure. So, Steve, thanks for having me on. And my piece in the Journal today discusses the sentencing of Sam Bankman-Fried. As your listeners and viewers will recall, he was the head of the collapsed crypto exchange FTX, and it turned out that he had pilfered billions, if not tens of billions of dollars from his investors, from his account holders, and he was found guilty by a court in New York last fall, and his sentencing is on Monday. And in my editorial, I put forward that he should get the maximum sentence. The probation department has asked for 40 years. The prosecutors have asked for 40 to 50. And look, I think that this is a case of, you know, a high-status individual who he and his parents were completely performative. They brought in investors using both of his parents were Stanford law professors. He operated with this air of respectability. In the meantime, he was no better than a common criminal. And I think it is very important that Americans see that the legal system works every way, works the same way for everyone, no matter your education level, your income level, or your family background.
But Scott, hang on. Why are you picking on this guy? Because he's doing it for this thing called altruism, or they got some phrase that all these billionaires out in Silicon Valley that they're really, they got to make as much billions now because they're going to give it all to climate change and the charity. So therefore, since he had a higher calling than the Schmendricks in the MAGA movement, that he should just be let go. Essentially, they're arguing his altruism, his high intention of what he was going to do with the money, the proceeds, should get him off the hook. Your response to that?
Yeah, well, that's, as the character on MASH used to say, the colonel on MASH used to say, complete horse hockey, Steve. They said that it was effective altruism, that there was a higher calling. His lawyers have argued that he should get a greatly reduced sentence or maybe even no sentence, bringing in, you know, he's autistic, he has this higher calling, he's a vegan. And, you know, look, it wasn't effective altruism, it was effective avarice. Just avarice, greed, pure and simple. He stole the money like a common criminal. And, you know, it's amazing to me how these high-status, effective, the altruists, and I'm not putting everybody, you know, all of them into this bucket, but the Bankman-Fried family, you know, they went from, you know, Chianti and pasta and Sunday night intellectual suppers to trying to decide what kind of corporate jet they wanted. They had hundreds of millions of dollars worth of properties in their names in the Bahamas. So, you know, they converted very quickly from altruism to avarice, and somehow his lawyers are trying to get us to have willful blindness in his sentencing. And, you know, I think these prosecutors in the Southern District have done a fantastic job. They ran a great trial. A jury of 12 average Americans understood a very complex case. And they knew that no matter what his motive was, that he's just a common criminal.
Scott, it's up in the Wall Street Journal. We'll get you back next week to talk about Biden's $7.3 trillion, $1.8 trillion deficit, $7.3 trillion spending, to break it all down. But in the interim, where do people go for your social media to get all your additional writings?
They just have to watch your show, and I'll come back regularly.
Okay, good enough. Scott Bessent, thank you so much. Up on the Wall Street Journal today, the government asked for, I think the probation asked for 40, government asked for 40 to 50, but there's a huge wave of celebrities and entrepreneurs are saying he should just walk because effective altruism, his higher calling, made it all right. It should not be lost on people, too, that he gave a ton of money to the Democratic Party and to the most progressive wing of the Democratic Party. So that'll all be on Monday. We'll be covering that closely. I want to thank Scott Bessent for the piece in the Wall Street Journal and jumping on here. Birchgold.com/Bannon, the end of the dollar empire. Make sure Philip Patrick and the team, we're going to try and get Philip on the Saturday show to be with us, my favorite show of the week. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team now. For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of 5 prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit jacemedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical, that's one word, jasemedical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, jasemedical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can take action and break that problem by going to Jace Medical and get your Jace case today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Mike Lindell joins us. Mike, we had Kurt on. He did a fantastic job. I want to thank Real America's Voice for letting us blow the break, too, because we had a slight technical problem. Remember, next hour, I'm going to do the full-blown, as we've done over the years, the Ides of March. It's a big day for us. It's a big day in the Judeo-Christian West and the thinking about Western civilization, the assassination of Julius Caesar. And, of course, we're going to update it because Robert Kagan, one of the top intellectuals and the husband of Victoria Nuland, wrote a massive piece for Jeff Bezos' Amazon Washington Post, actually laying out the moral justification for the assassination of President Trump, taking Brutus' side in the assassination of Caesar. And Darren Beattie will join me for that, so you don't want to miss it. That's at 6 o'clock, top of the hour. Normally during the morning show, but today was so crazy about Fannie Willis and everything, we felt we had to get to the news first and do the high-end culture later in the day. Mike Lindell, where are you heading? Kurt's done a great job. It turns out, Mike, you play by the rules. You filed, Kurt Olson filed for Kerry Lake and Fincham. You play by the rules. You're going to wait for his docket. We had a big argument. Should we do it or not? Say, look, we'll play by the rules. Of course, the defendants that got delivered by Kurt, they put it up right away and went to a blogger to say there's nothing there. There's no new evidence. Kurt set that straight. So tell us where you're going, and people want to talk deals. It's a Friday afternoon. Right before they go to happy hour, they want to talk deals. What do you got for us?
Well, everybody, by the way, you can check out the Supreme Court thing at LindellPlan.com. Right now, though, I'm headed to Idaho doing speeches tonight. Remember, we're still working from the ground up in every county in the country. We're going to leave no state behind, so I'm heading to Idaho. But the War Room Posse, you guys make it possible. And we got the great specials, the Percal sheets. We still have some left. Remember the box store that didn't take them in November? We're selling to you for basically cost. $26.98 for the queen size, $29.98 for the king. I believe, though, they should be gone this weekend, though. But you guys have grabbed onto them. All sizes and colors are still available, though. Promo code War Room. This is a War Room exclusive. And if you guys go to the website, support my great employees. There it is. You got the towels. You got the bathrobe still on sale. We've got the My Store. You can link over there. Help all those entrepreneurs. You guys can do all your shopping here. And keep, you know what? My reps that are home reps, keep them busy. 800-873-1062. They work all over the country. In fact, I'm going to probably visit a couple of them when I'm out here in Idaho. These are home moms and dads that work from home. The IRS tried to cancel them. The War Room Posse, you guys have been there for them, supporting them. Plus, you get the best products ever. Perfect. So thank you so much. Yep.
Okay. Say hi to everybody in Idaho. We love Idaho. War Room is coming to Idaho. We're working with the folks out there to come. We're trying to get some dates and work it all out. Mike, we love the folks in Idaho. We love what you're doing. We love MyPillow. And we'll have you back on tomorrow to talk more about this, the Kurt Olson filing today. So thank you so much. Mike Lindell, 800-873-1062. Let the operators know we got their back. Knuckle on them, shut them down. 6 o'clock, top of the hour, we're going to go to our special on the Ides of March. You don't want to miss this. Darren Beattie is going to join me. We're going to break it all down and talk about why it's not us, is why the out-of-control deep staters are making the analogy between President Trump and Julius Caesar. Of course, they're taking the side of Brutus. We'll make sure we break that all down for you at the top of the hour. Chris Hoare, satellite phone store. Chris, we had Joe Reek on today. We've had some of our sponsors. These cyber attacks are getting out of control, and a lot of reasons you haven't even heard about most of them is we now know from United Health, a lot of the companies are paying the bribes. They get blackmailed. They pay it. They don't want anything out there in the public because they don't want their stock to get hit. But the customers are knowing this. What do you got for us to make sure that we can get away from cyber attacks?
Well, Steve, what we've got today is a package we put together especially for the War Room Posse and for this for these kind of attacks and to protect you and your privacy and your data. We've got a cell phone that gives you unlimited talk, text, and data. That is secure, that uses a VPN to protect your privacy, that doesn't track anything, that you do online or doesn't track your calls or your texts. And that comes with a bivy stick, which means that should cellular service be down, you will always be able to send or receive text messages anywhere on Earth, no matter what's going on the ground. And on top of that, Steve, we've got a large Faraday bag that you can throw both these devices in to make sure that you're not being tracked, period, by nobody, no matter what. And this is a $799 value, and today it's free with activation at just $99 a month. And that, Steve, that gives you unlimited talk, text, and data, whether it's through the satellite, where you can send and receive text messages through the bivy stick or through your cell phone. And it comes with both devices included. So you've got a secure cell phone and a bivy stick to make sure that you're always connected should the cell towers be down at all. And that's at sat123.com. Or you can call 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. And Steve, this is a limited time deal. We've only got, I think, 100 of these left. So check them out at Sat123. But this is what is going to help you stay up and running no matter what's going on. And it's going to protect you and your data, and you're not going to be tracked.
Shouldn't be lost on folks today. We've had a little time with the streaming signal and even getting our guest on. So one thing before you go, you agree, we only got 30 seconds. You agreed there are a lot more of these cyber attacks taking place, but the companies don't want to admit it because they are paying the blackmail to keep get their systems back up, and they don't want Wall Street or the customers to know that. You agree with that, Chris?
Oh, 100%, Steve. Look, it's like the Las Vegas casinos never admit to being robbed, but it does happen. It just doesn't look good. And so these companies are paying these ransoms in Bitcoin usually or some kind of crypto and then making up excuses as to what happened. But what it's covering up is a very big and growing problem that we're having across the country. So protecting your privacy and your data and your comms is absolutely essential now more than ever.
Chris Hoare, one more time, the phone number people can call.
It's 941-955-1020. It's 941-955-1020. We answer the phone 7 days a week, and we've got U.S.-based customer service. Or they can go to sat123.com to check out this incredible deal we've got with the free phone and bivy stick and Faraday bag.
Only got 100, so hit it right now. You guys have been great about this. Hit it right now. Chris Hoare, thank you for doing this and making it available to the Warren Posse. We love the fact that these guys pitch in. Also, this thing about either credit cards or taxes, if you're behind, I don't want you to lose sleep. Be not afraid. Tax Network USA, they're now a partner with us, tnusa.com/Bannon. Go talk to an expert. Do not lose sleep over this. It's all a process. If you're behind on your taxes, your filings are wrong, don't lose sleep. Do not panic. Fear not. Call Tax Network USA, Tax Network USA. Do it today, tnusa.com/Bannon. It's all a process. Trust the process. Short commercial break. The Ides of March are next in the War Room. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.
.com. All one word. Warroomhealth.com. Use the code Warroom at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.